This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You offended by somebody? Well, if you are, you can report them. That's right. Activist Post commented on this. No longer do you need to put up with being offended. Now you have recourse. If you're offended, report the offender. How many people you think are going to report my show? The Kevin Jackson Show. That's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Easily offended. So, I want you to contemplate the idea that you can be reported because somebody finds you offensive. I don't know why. Maybe they find you offensive because of your smell. Maybe they find you offensive because of your look. Or maybe you said the wrong thing to the wrong person. Maybe you said you like Trump. Maybe you said you didn't like Obama. Maybe you said Hillary wouldn't have been a good president. Or you questioned about the death of four people in Benghazi. Openly, in public, in a forum where you supposedly have your freedom of speech, which would be your First Amendment right. No, it would be your God-given right. But, okay, if you want to make it constitutional, call it your First Amendment right. Freedom of speech. And somebody says, I don't like what that Kevin Jackson had to say. He was pro-Trump. He was anti-Obama. How many times would I get written up? How many times would I get sent to the police? And for the record, let me just ask you, conservatives, listening to the Kevin Jackson program, do you have complaints? Are you offended? See, I don't get easily offended. People will say to me all the time, Kevin, I was thinking about something, but I just don't want to offend you. And I always say, just shut up and say it. That's what I go, just shut up and say it. You're not going to offend me. If I don't like what you say, I'll explain to you what I don't like about it. But I won't be offended. I'll just be like, I may be surprised. I may be incredulous. I may have a lot of emotions about it, but I'm not necessarily going to be offended. It's like saying, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine. You're going to get introduced to him. His name is Tom. And we were talking about just in general how people have become so weak. You can't say anything. Everything's offensive. Tom's been to prison multiple times, had a terrible childhood. We'll talk about it. He's an interesting character. He's helping me with a lot of stuff. But anyway, enough about Tom. Here's what I want to ask you a question about. Do you think you're going to be easily offended? I mean, who's going to take advantage of something as crazy as, you know, reporting someone because you're offended? As I said earlier, I'm not easily offended. But there are people that are, and I've met with these people. I'm like, why are you on the defensive about every comment? It's about women, it's about Guatemalan midgets, it doesn't matter what it is. You're looking to be offended. When did we get in a world where that was the case? I was talking to some New Yorkers, and I said to them, I remember in the 70s, when people would talk about New York, they were like, and I'm talking to these New Yorkers, and I'm like, you guys were brash, you were kind of cocky, you know, you had an attitude, you know, it's like, you know, F you, hey, you want to go have a beer? And they were we were all laughing together because they were like, yeah, man, we had kind of a swag. You know, we were swagger. And I went, yeah, you had a brashness to you that made you uniquely New York. And I said, let me tell you what's going on in this PC culture is your culture is going away. Now, there were people that will argue, oh, well, you know, they were mean. No, they weren't. They were New Yorkers. They were the things that we laughed about, like, you know, the Texas Southern charm, you know, and like people would come down to down south and people just like, hey, how you doing? And you laugh about that, or you laugh about how you get treated in California. Hey, welcome to California. Yeah. You know, like, hi, how are you guys doing? You know, we understood the colloquialism of each area and what you were kind of getting. And then occasionally, guess what? You would be surprised because someone would actually be nicer than you thought they were going to be, or not quite as nice, or whatever. And so then you figure it out. Hey, you can't just broad swash, you know, like make a broad brush of this is the way all these people are or whatever. And that's how you learn that, yes, there are things like cultural differences, but there are also people who break cultural norms. It's part of the learning process. But we don't get to that. It doesn't work. Because now we all have to have the same PC culture. The only culture that I've ever wanted to share in America is the American spirit. That's it. I love the idea that New Yorkers thought they were the best people in the world, you know, and or, you know, Floridians or Georgians or South Carolinians think of themselves in this particular way. I've always thought that was intriguing about us, that you could go from one region of the country to the other and they would, you know, you need to in Philly, you know, in Philly, they talk about their hoagies and, you know, their cheesecakes. Wisconsin, you know, hey, you know, their influences. And some of you are recognizing the changes in my, you know, voice about it. But that's what I'm saying. It was uniquely you. It's the same difference as your family. When you go to somebody's family, you know, to visit, and they have a certain tradition. And, you know, as soon as a word gets said, everybody goes, oh, here we go. And you're like, what? And they're like, oh, so Kev, you know, when this word gets said, grandma always, you know, and you're like, oh, okay. And you get in on the, you know, on the little joke of it all. That's a cool thing. Now, there is no joke. You can't say it. We were joking the other day with these same New Yorkers. I said, hey, pretty soon you're going to have your representative, your legal representative with you with everything you say and everything that you do. That's how crazy things have gotten. It's ridiculous. So, you know, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, this offended by somebody, reported to authorities. But it's kind of like Janet Napolitano's, if you see something, say something. And you know who's abused that more than anybody? Leftists. They see you mowing your yard. Oh, he's violating the carbon this. They see you eating it, you know, drinking a 32-ounce. Oh, somebody better go tell Bloomberg he's drinking a 24-ounce Coke or whatever else. It's they who report us for any little thing. And we're sitting there going, look, I don't. Do unto others, and unless it impacts me, I mean, we're taking a libertarian point of view. I'm not, just back away. As long as you do what you want to do, I don't care. Crazy world we live in now. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about. You burned out? Well, guess what? There's a medical condition now that they say for your burnout. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that. And homophobia is now out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One man wrecking crew. That's what Donald Trump has been. He's been that for D.C. He's been that for the Democrats. He's been that for the Republican establishment. He's been that for China. He's been that for Russia. He's been that for North Korea. He's been that for Iran. He's been that on trade. He's been that on NATO. He's been that on Trudeau. He's been that on Theresa May. He's been that on Emmanuel Macron. He's been that on foreign policy in general. He's been that on Barack Obama's legacy. He's been that on the Hillary Clinton dynasty or the Clinton dynasty. He's been that on the crooked Comey-led Justice Department and on and on. One man wrecking crew. On June 15th, we plan to celebrate all over America at house parties, the ultimate MAGA party. That would be one celebrating Donald Trump's re-up to become the president number 45 for another 4 years, getting this country straightened out. Hope you'll join us. UltimateMAGAParty.com. and then register your party. Here's the deal. The party could just be you and your family. Or it could be you inviting neighbors. But we want ultimate MAGA parties happening all over the country. Donald Trump can have an event, and he can assemble thousands of people all over the country. And we want to show that he can assemble thousands of families all over the country who are assembling dozens of people. We want to show America it's top down and it's bottom up. Anyway, I was talking about the one-man wrecking crew, and I left out one thing that Donald Trump wrecked that you probably noticed. Donald Trump has been a one-man wrecking crew for the media. John Nolte of Breitbart wrote this about CNN. Sanjay Gupta is safe, but much of the rest of CNN's Atlanta-based staff that covers health care found out Tuesday they're getting pink slips. Uh-oh! They may have to go get on Obamacare. Some of you might recall that it was just a few weeks ago that CNN promised its employees there are no mass layoffs. I have no idea where that crazy rumor came from. That was a quote. Yeah, gee. Well, could that crazy rumor about mass layoffs have come from? Where could it have come from? Could it have come from CNN's mass layoffs? You see, CNN made that statement just after we learned the fake news network was cutting over 100 jobs. But CNN told us that those jobs cut, they weren't layoffs. They were buyouts. We have recently offered a voluntary buyout option for employees, and just over 100 voluntarily decided to take it. That's it. A snippy executive vice president told Fox News on May 7th. Yep, CNN even spreads fake news about itself, Nolte writes. Hey, come on, we're all adults here. We all know how the real world works. If buyouts aren't accepted, the axe swings. But CNN still wants us to believe the 100-plus veteran staffers who agreed to take a buyout don't count as layoffs or terminations or job cuts. That's because CNN is genetically programmed to lie about absolutely everything. He says, and as far as we know, CNN gave everybody a $5 Krispy Kreme gift certificate and called it a buyout. Does anyone doubt Brian Stelter wouldn't grab that deal with both hands? That's clever, John, because it kind of points to Brian Stelter's weight. He's a bit of a chubby. Yeah, he's a chubster. Affirmative action hire of a fat, white, balding white boy. Man, one-man wrecking crew. So look, I don't care what the... Here's the thing about media for me. I want media to report the stories correctly. Barack Obama did a couple of things right. I don't recall what they were, but he did. He did a couple of things right. I was happy to talk about it. I mean, I would say things like, you know, look, I don't believe in the majority of things this guy does, but he got this right. If CNN even said that, look, we, as you guys know, we're a network that hates Donald Trump, but he got this one right on trade. But here's the problem. They'd be saying that every single day. I'll never forget, Donald Trump gets North Korea to meet with South Korea. Kim Jong-un and Moon Park, they meet together, the South Korean president and Kim Jong-un meet at the DMZ. And Kim Jong-un was jubilant at you know, these possibilities of reuniting the country and all this other stuff. And people are, well, Trump didn't do it. What did he do? It was really the Chinese. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a moment that Donald Trump talked about during the campaign, said he would use China to get North Korea to get to the bargaining table, said he's not making any guarantees, but that's what he would do. He does it. We're further along than at any point in modern history since Korea got taken over by the Kims. And the media is decrying, pretending that Trump had nothing to do with it. What kind of maniac are you when you can't even admit that something that didn't happen under Obama, where Obama ignored North Korea, allowed them to continue to escalate, you know, shooting up bomb after bomb after bomb during his administration, and then Trump comes along, they stop. I mean, at whatever level, I don't care. Oh, you can't fully believe him. You can't. Okay, great. We understand that. But can you just give the dude credit? See, that's the problem. That's where these people lost so many other folks. And suddenly, you get Democrats going, wow, they won't even give this dude credit for that. People were getting money back in their checks because of the tax plan, Trump's tax policy.
Oh, well, it's not real money. It's not enough people being impacted.
It's like, what? What do you have to have? What is it liberals tell you? We want to make sure, you know, we want poor people getting more. We're for the working man. The working man gets money back in their checks. And you know what they do? They decry Donald Trump. That's how it works. So Donald Trump, the one-man wrecking crew of everything I just described, undoing of the Obama legacy with tax cuts, LGBT stupid policies, policies that favor one group over another, one-man wrecking crew on immigration, building the wall, illegal immigration, and talking about building the wall, one-man wrecking crew on making our country have a sense of pride about itself, and getting these other countries an understanding that you're not going to take advantage of us in any way anymore, and the Democrats want this man out at all cost, and they continue to want it. At least the leadership does. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Labor Department is releasing new numbers with the country's unemployment rate rising to 3.7%, and 224,000 jobs were added in the month of June. President Trump reacts to the news outside the White House.
We're going to be breaking records. If we had a Fed that would lower interest rates, we'd be like a rocket ship. But we're paying a lot of interest, and it's unnecessary. But we don't have a Fed that knows what they're doing, so it's one of those little things.
The president is spending his Friday with the First Lady in New Jersey. The body of a murdered University of Utah student has been found. Today in Salt Lake City, Police Chief Mike Brown says investigators retrieved the body of Mackenzie Lewick from Logan Canyon, which is located just north of Salt Lake City. Brown would not provide any details on how the body was found. A man is being held for suspicion of aggravated murder and kidnapping. He is expected to be charged any day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Black Sphere brings you teachable moments.
Teachable moments.
See, teachable moments.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
The U.S. government said that the secret Foreign Intelligence Court has renewed its authorization to collect data over a wide range of phone calls.
And there's nobody that's happy about
it. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the Obama administration on Tuesday.
Not even the ACL.
This program is a massive and unprecedented grab of information.
I don't have to listen to your phone calls to know what you're doing.
Even Joe Biden says it's an intrusion, even if they're not actually listening to the call.
If I know every single phone call you made, I'm able to determine every single person you talk to. I can get a pattern about your life that is very, very intrusive.
Vice President Biden is outraged.
The Congress should investigate this.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Senator Biden complaining about Bush doing this in 2006.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment. For more, log on anytime to theblacksphere.net.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
Class dismissed.
Oh, man. These Democrats, they say things and they think it's all going to go away. And then they find out we remember. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Finally, something really big has happened in politics surrounding the whole Barack Obama thing. And I alluded to it earlier in the broadcast. I said, we're finally at a point now where people are no longer talking about the periphery. They're finally centering in on the nucleus. We know Jim Comey is a fraud. We suspect that Ray is a fraud, the guy who replaced Comey. He's a fraud. We've suspected that. We now know that. We know he's a fraud. All right? Who else do we have? We've got Brennan. He's a fraud. He's a crook. We've got Clapper, a crook. We've got the entire media establishment. We've got Hillary Clinton and the people that have helped her. Peter Strzok, Page, McCabe, all of them, right? We know them. But up until recently, there's really not been a lot of discussion around the nucleus. We've only been talking about everything outside of the nucleus in the atom. All the electrons and protons, and even the neurons, if you want to think of the neutrals. But the electrons and protons, we're not talking about the nucleus. But as we know in an atom, the nucleus is where the action is. And the nucleus in this case, the epicenter, if you will, of everything that we've been talking about, is Barack Obama, baby black Jesus. And most people, you would think they can easily see that. They know that to be the case. But they pretend that they don't. They pretend, and let me tell you why the Democrats pretend. They don't want to come to the realization of everything that they know about Obama to be true, and everything that we've been saying about him to be true, because they've already taken a big butt-whooping over the Donald Trump situation. Yeah, right now they're reeling over that. They got to address that. And they really don't know how. See, we predicted that Donald Trump would be an amazing president, and we also, you know, we voted for him and we got him in. They told us he would be a failure, that he would ruin the country, and he's done nothing but perform like a rock star. And now they got to find out that the guy that they touted to us was the best thing since sliced bread, who proved that he wasn't. And then we replaced him with somebody competent who's proving what we told them about their guy. That's even worse. So the only thing that could make it even worse is when they find out that their guy was not only incompetent, but he was corrupt. Corrupt to his rotten core. That means you got to do a lot of soul searching. Your guy is rotten and corrupt. Their guy represents all that is good and evil. The black guy who's supposed to be the one who understands and can empathize, because why? He's baby black Jesus, for goodness sake. He's supposed to be able to empathize and understand all the situations of the plight of everybody. Meanwhile, he's got his thumb on the scales against American citizens, and the dude who's supposed to be the epitome of evil, the rich white Republican capitalist, is actually the one who's leveling the playing field for all. Wow, what a blow. I mean, if I were a Democrat, I would be working to discredit Donald Trump at all costs if I wanted to hold on to my twisted ideology, because that is the only way you can do it. You've got to demonize somebody. Who is going to be the demon? Who's going to be the bad guy, the antagonist in this little melodrama? It's got to be Donald Trump. Well, it ain't, folks. It's Barack Obama. And depending on how things shake out, I don't know who's going to spill the beans on Barack Obama. But in the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text, they pretty much said the president wants to be kept abreast or apprised or whatever you want to call it. I'd rather say abreast on it, right? He wants to be kept in the know. Yeah. And so it's starting to get out. People are starting to talk. Obama's name is starting to come up. This is not by accident. I think people are finally going, you know, we got to give this some serious thought. Well, Newt Gingrich finally came out and said it. And here was his comments on Fox and Friends.
Let's bring in Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor, and the author of the book Collusion. He joins us today. Mr. Speaker, what do you make of the President of the United States saying that the last president before him had to know about what was going on?
Well, you know, I think this whole episode, if you take all of it, if you come up to the big picture, is close to insane. You want to suggest to me that the Attorney General has a private meeting with former President Clinton on an airplane in Phoenix for, I think, 45 minutes, and the current sitting President Barack Obama doesn't know about it? Excuse me, just take the press coverage. You think he woke up in the morning, looked at the New York Times, looked at the Washington Post, and he didn't call over and say, gee, Loretta, what were you doing having a secret meeting with the former President of the United States the week that the FBI is going to interview his wife on potential felony charges? Now, Barack Obama is a really smart guy. He was also sort of a control freak. You think the FBI said, oh, we're going to go get a FISA warrant, the Foreign Intelligence Warrant, in order to investigate an American presidential campaign, and nobody thought to mention to the incumbent president? You think that his national security advisor asked to unmask the largest number of Americans ever requested the National Security Agency to be made unknown, and the President of the United States sitting down the hall didn't know about it? I mean, only in Washington could the media put up these walls and pretend that Barack Obama must have been innocent. And Joe Biden, by the way, who was his vice president, may have known about it, may not have known about it. In Biden's case, he's so flaky, he would have known. He might not have known if he knew, so it's not fair to really pick on him. But Obama's really, really smart. And I think it's very unlikely, virtually impossible, that all this stuff went on and he wasn't in some way informed.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I've been saying it. Look, you can't. There's only so much you can push back and go, I didn't know about it until I saw it in the media. I didn't know about it until I heard it from my Secretary of State. I didn't know about it until Barack Obama's good at going, I didn't know about it. Well, there's too many levers to be pulled here. Too many things where the president would have to be involved to some degree. And Gingrich is finally saying this isn't one of these deals where I'm saying, I said it, and that makes me so much smarter than God. Look, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm telling you, I've been saying this for quite some time. I wrote a piece about it. You can go, it's called All Roads Lead Back to Obama. That's why I said it doesn't matter how you get to this, all the roads are going to lead back. Barack Obama was too cocky. Here's what Barack Obama said. I want to remind you guys. Barack Obama said, Donald Trump, he goes, the idea that there is a foreign government that can hack into our voting system is ridiculous. He called it ridiculous. And then he told Donald Trump, he chided him. Donald Trump needs to stop worrying about, Russian hacking or hacking and go out there and make his case to the people. That's what he said. And Barack Obama told the truth. He told the absolute truth. Whatever, quote, hacking that the Russians did to the DNC, they do it every election. There was nothing new in what was happening. Barack Obama was saying, man, that ain't nothing. This is par for the course. And he said that. And the reason why he said it was because he knew it to be true. There is no hacking, no serious attempt to thwart our election system than there was in any other time that the Russians have been dealing with us since we started fighting against them after World War II. So it's a bunch of subterfuge, and Obama, for the first time in his miserable life, told the truth. Go make your case to the American people. That's not what's happening. If there's anything going on, we're the ones fighting against you, and that's why you're not going to get elected, Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's a great time to be an American. I'm talking about a true blue American. It is a great time. We will finally drain the swamp. You have never been part of such an extensive purge of D.C. swamp rats. The Republic finally stands a chance now. I want you to think about everything leading into 2020, what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with a president who's addressing trade. We're going to be dealing with an economy that is booming. And I could go on that side. But let me tell you what the Democrats are going to be dealing with. They're going to be dealing with disease and pestilence, illegal immigration, and all the things leading up to the problems facing this country. Overburdened health care systems, overburdened criminal justice systems, overburdened education systems, and so on. Problems all created because of Democrats' ideas. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Republic now stands a chance. The only way this comes to be, folks, I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether you believe in God or not. I do. I happen to be a Christ follower and a very flawed one. But God is guiding this whole thing. He guides everything. But God picked a side. God said, okay, I'm taking sides. I'm going to take the side of the righteous. And, you know, what seemed like was hopeless as we waited there at the banks of the Red Sea, and we were going, where are we going to go with Obama's chariots chasing us into the ocean? And suddenly, Moses, played by Donald Trump, parts the Red Sea, and we walk across at a shallow part. And we go to the other side. And you know what's about to happen in case you haven't seen the Ten Commandments? Pharaoh, and by the way, played by Obama, and his chariots are chasing us into the ocean. And as we get to the other shore, then the sea collapses and engulfs all of Pharaoh's army. Well, that's what's about to happen to the Democrats. You're about to watch pestilence of biblical proportions happen to them. Can I get an amen? Come on, fellas. I'm preaching up in here. Democrats, the party of no ideas. The only thing the Democrats want to do is get Donald Trump. And you know why they want to get him? To teach you a lesson. How dare you question the intelligentsia? How dare you ordinary mortals, you ordinary peons, I should say. They don't think of you as mortals. That would mean they humanize you. They think of you as pawns and peons. How dare you thwart the system? Make a guy who jumped over both parties, the chosen one, Hillary Clinton, whatever number of Republicans that Donald Trump had to beat up, and how dare you let him leapfrog the entirety of the system that's been put in place so Hillary Clinton could have been coronated, and you know nothing about what she and all the other Democrats did to thwart an election. To heck with the Russians. The Russians did nothing in comparison to what these people are doing. And so the outcome of that is Donald Trump gets into office, and you know what he starts doing? He starts deconstructing, pardon me, all of the crap that Obama did. Here was an article that says, at first glance, you might think that the Democrat presidential campaign is boiling over with one new idea after another. Free health care, free education, no more carbon emissions. There have been so many pronouncements, it's hard to keep track of them. But that's just at first glance. If you delve deeper, you discover these are not ideas at all. They're feelings. Strongly held feelings, mind you, but feelings nonetheless. Take health care. There's only one interesting public policy question there. If we paid for health care in a different way, for example, through taxes instead of fees for services rendered, would health care become cheaper, better, or more accessible? Would you believe that Democratic presidential candidates have no interest in ever discussing that question? They assiduously avoid telling us how national health insurance would be paid for or how it would work, except to assure us that there would be no lengthy wait for health care or lack of access due to modern technology as there is in Canada. But how do they know nothing bad would happen if they refuse to think about the details? As it turns out, there have only been two new ideas in healthcare in the last several decades. Both are considered right of center ideas because of their reliance on choice and competition. Healthcare savings accounts allow people to manage some of their own healthcare dollars were introduced with great success in Singapore in 1984, in the United States and South Africa in the 1990s. Roughly 40 million people in this country now have an HSA or similar health reimbursement arrangement, and these accounts are quite popular. Buying and selling private insurance on a market-based exchange is another right-of-center idea, first introduced on a national scale in Switzerland, subsequently copied in the Netherlands and elsewhere. Strangely, left-wingers almost never mention Swiss healthcare, even though that system is judged to be the most egalitarian in the world. Now, I'm just going to stop there for just a second and explain to you that all he's telling you is the only thing that the Democrats brought to the party is, how do we pay for health care? Do you pay it yourself by choosing where you want to get your health care? Or do we gangster grab it from you, make you buy it through the exchange of the government, and essentially evolve to a single-payer health care system which has failed in any country? If they tell you the truth, it doesn't work. In Canada, it doesn't work. Unless you like waiting for long health care lines or getting on a plane or a bus and heading to America to get your health care. It doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere. The best system allows for choice. That's true of anything. It would be like having a car manufacturer that only makes one car. Why would we do that? It makes no sense. If you live on a ranch, you probably want a truck, or you probably want some sort of a dune buggy, or, you know, I don't know, you know, you get what I'm saying. If you're a longshoreman, you don't think you want to haul stuff in a car. If you're transporting your invalid, in-law, you probably want a van. If you have lots of kids, you may want the same kind of van or an SUV. If you're a single hot dude or a hot girl, you might want a sports car, a convertible. That's why we have this thing called choice. And the reason we have competition is because some people say, I want a stronger engine to pull my truck, or I'm going to have to pull a boat, so I need to have a bigger engine on my car or my other vehicle or whatever it may be. You're given choices, except when it comes to your health. You can have a choice in the car you have, in the neighborhood you live in, the house you buy, the clothing. Look at the number of choices that you get. But when it comes to your health care, guess what? The government goes, no, you should only have one choice. One size fits all. Because that works so well in the real world, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, it's kind of like an arranged marriage. I don't care who you are growing up. In India, you're going to marry Rahim, you know, Raji, or whatever, Raji, what's a good Indian name? You're going to marry Ravi. That's who you're marrying. One size fits all. That's it. You have no choice. Now, give that choice to any woman in America. You're going to get betrothed to that man, and you have no choice. And what do you think she would say? Oh, heck no. Tell a dude, hey, look, that is the woman you're going to marry. And he looks over and sees Joy Behar's sister and goes, heck no. You get what I'm saying? But when it comes to health care, we should have one choice, single payer, because it's going to benefit everybody. Well, you know what? Why not one clothing? Why don't all the women have to wear hijabs or whatever they call them? One choice, black, and I don't want to see anything but your eyes. Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you who you're going to marry. You're going to marry the Ernest Borgnine's brother. Nick Nolte's brother. Unbelievable. So, Democrats claim to be all about choice, except for things that can take your money. Yeah, they're not about choice then. And I could give you dozens of examples just like that. School choice. Why shouldn't you be able to pick your school? Oh, but when you talk about choice, the minute you put school choice, oh,
well, you know, we have schools that have been assigned to people.
Yeah, and black people don't want to go to those schools because they stink. They want to go to your schools. They want to go to those suburb schools. Schools where these intelligentsia white kids get to go. All these Democrats, white kids. By the way, the schools that you need the school choice in, they're not in, you know, bum junk Tennessee or Alabama or Texas or wherever. They're in Chicago. They're in New York. They're in Philadelphia. Those are the schools where they need the most choice. You know who runs those schools? You know who runs those cities? I don't have to tell you who runs them. You know who runs them. These people act as if they are the party of no ideas. They bring nothing new except complaints.
This is the Kevin.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.